Greetings in Jesus' name on this 23rd day of November, the year of our Lord, 2021. It's currently 19 degrees here in Sanford, Maine, on this terrific Tuesday morning, making the broadcast at the 7:05 a.m. hour, and looking forward to all that God has in store for us. Our bodies are resting a little bit today after a 17-hour work day yesterday, wide open for Christ, started a little bit after 4 and ended almost at 10 last night. The Lord is helping us, and I'm grateful that He is. A lot of different things going on in our building, trying to get things ready for inspection today, and working feverishly way up into the night to make for sure that everything is accomplished. Our steps are accomplished now. There's still a little bit of finish work that needs to be done on those, but soon those will be in place, every little piece, and they'll be stained and ready. And then today there's a special staff meetings where we're going to be giving out our Christmas bonuses to all of our staff. That's going on today, and then different things at the ministry and preparing for our week that we have off, celebrating Thanksgiving as a church and as a school and as a family. Thank you for praying for us and believing God that He would continue to help us. In your Bible today, I would like to invite you to look with me in James chapter number 5 and verse number 13. Where the Bible says, is any among you afflicted? A lot of questions are asked here at the end of James chapter number 5. And I'm just finishing up this book in my readings. And a lot of these short general epistles are easy to obtain in the sense that they're only a few chapters long. And this chapter is, though it be short in nature, yet it is powerful in message. And the Bible says, is any among you afflicted? It's a question, and all of us are really commanded to answer this question. Is there any among you that is afflicted? Is there any among you that's experiencing hardships in their life? Is there any among you that's experiencing the hardship of finances and you're not able to make it in life, and it seems like the more you work and the more overtime you put in, you still don't have enough? Is there any among you afflicted in finances? Is there any among you afflicted when it comes to sickness, battling colds and battling viruses and battling cancer in your life, and all of the different things that you're battling, whether it be leukemia or whether it be some type of a chemical imbalance? Is there any among you that is afflicted? You're battling the hardship of sickness, and you're battling the hardship of finances. Is any among you afflicted, and you're battling the hardship of families? And some of your families get along and some of your families do not get along. Is there any among you afflicted? And the Bible says simply, let him pray. The command to pray in this passage of Scripture is priceless. God is teaching us very clearly that in life we are to be a people of prayer. We are to mark out times where that's what we do. We are praying. We are seeking the face of God. We are spending time alone with the Lord, and we're making for sure that He is first in our life, and we're making for sure that He's the one that we're able to look toward during these hardships that we experience. I want to challenge all of us today, when you're afflicted, pray. The Bible is clear to teach us this. Is there any among you that are afflicted? Let him pray. There's other things that we can do, no doubt. We could talk to friends. We could put posts on Facebook or Twitter or MySpace or YourSpace, and we could let other people know about things that are going on. But the Bible says in this passage of Scripture that if you're afflicted, you are to pray. And I hope that you've marked out a season in your life where you can get alone with God when you're in experiencing these times of affliction. And you can call upon the God of heaven and ask Him to intervene and to pray to Him, and know that He will hear and answer prayer. You've been listening to the Wings with the Word radio broadcast. Please send all correspondence to T.Bell@metrocast.net. God bless you. Have a terrific Tuesday, and we'll talk to you once again on tomorrow.